No, well, we don't have Romney Budge by Charles Dickens, the 2K's, the well-known Dutch author, and perhaps to save time, I should add that we don't have Carnaby Fudge by Dahl's Chickens.
The sounds of the joy that we mentioned before.
That's right.
It's just pulsing out of the wireless right now. It is the sound of Monica Dalart.
Good morning.
Good morning, both of you. How are you going? Sorry about that romp and I run into the studio before.
Yeah. You're in a workplace, Monica.
Yes.
It's not a library anymore.
I know.
I worked in a library the other day.
Oh, which one?
Out in Brunners.
Oh,
yeah,
Brunners.
I had to go and do some, like, oh, no, how embarrassing.
Oh, you sat and wrote it or what?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Right, I see.
With all the teenagers who are squatting.
Doing exams.
I just loved it. Oh. I was like, look at you and your geopolitical conversations.
Yes, big cheer. Out to them.
Men.
They're nearly finished. The library's been full of them for weeks and it's fantastic.
It's good, isn't
yeah,
it? It's a good vibe.
Yeah,
because they're
really
nervous, they're excited, they're bored, they're all the good things.
Yeah, they're great. And the pizzas, and they just say, can I please have a glass of water? Of course you can.
we bring
jugs of water to them.
Yeah.
Got to keep keep the water up to them. That's how the brain works, you know. Yes, yeah, so that we have lots of water.
So you bring in the recommendations every week for books for us to read because you make a judgment based on the reservations list of the library.
Yes.
What's top of the pops?
So the top, just so we look at the couple of the tops of the pops in fiction is Blue Moon by Lee Charles.
No surprise there.
Yeah, the Jack Reacher series. He's up from 72 from 28 reserves. So it's only published at the end of October.
It's an okay one, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not as good as some of the previous ones. The interesting thing I find is that he's talking about Jack Reacher aging.
Oh.
Which you don't really see very much in action superhero stories.
No, you don't talk about that.
I love that because he's very serious about this character.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and I don't say that. I say that very sincerely.
24 books in, he better be.
Do you know what I mean? He's interested in that development of the character, not just this character is what it is. I think
but because over 24 books, he kind of gives backstory through drips and everything. So you can construct a bit of a mosaic of what Jack Reacher's life has been about, but it's not central. It's not the main plot thrust, and it's really fun that way.
Yeah, no, that's good. And he's done well. 24 is pretty good, isn't it? Also, nonfiction Penny Wong, Passion and Principle, the biography by Margaret Simmons, 41 reserves. So it's a revealing look at a leader for modern Australia, and I think a top person as well.
Is that editorial, Monica, on the ABC?
Just a little bit, yes.
Or could you need to balance that up?
Sorry about that, everyone. new and trending. So there's quite a few new and trending books that are making a late run. It's the end of the year. We're coming up to the Brownlow count of library reservations soon, in a few weeks. And so here's a few to just get your names on the list and boost them up with their reservations. Duck's Newburyport by Lucy Ellman, 18 reserves so far. It's 1,030 pages.
I just finished it.
Did you?
It is absolutely a marvel.
Did you read
it, or
did you listen?
No,
paragraphs. You can't listen. There's no audiobook for this one.
Yeah, no paragraphs.
It is
structure.
Four sentences.
Yeah.
The entire book is literally four sentences.
Yeah.
It's... In terms of just grammar and punctuation, it's a study in and of itself, but it's a book that's basically a poem in that every sentence is, I guess every word is perfectly placed, but then there's 1,030 pages worth of them.
Yeah.
I can't explain how powerful this book is.
Yeah,
how long
great.
Did it take to get through?
I feel like you were
starting a while ago.
No, it took me about two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
Every night, but it is worth the journey. It is such a marvelous book. Cannot recommend it enough.
Oh, these are empty words, but can you lend that to me?
No, already got two people in line. That's why by the time
I'll go to
you
the
get
library, because there's only 18 people.
Oh, so
on
far,
the
so I'll put you on the resi. I'll join you up.
Can you do that?
Here's the thing, because people will get intimidated by it. Don't.
Oh, yes.
It is surprisingly accessible.
Okay. Yes, because some people will just get it and some people just won't. And that's a real shame, the people that don't. So, yeah, fabulous. Really going, just going to go whoosh. Now, Olive Again by Elizabeth Strauss, 68 reserves, so up from 13. So it's the second book who follows a lovable character, Olive Kittredge, as she moves along into older age and how she handles the various changes. Non-fiction, Toil and Troubles, a memoir by
Augustine?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Burroughs. 5 reserves yet, yippee, because he's one of my favourite non-fiction memoir writers, and funny and kind-hearted. Got to have a look at this. The Dry was, if you haven't read The Dry, oh my God, get get hold of that as well. And a quirky nonfiction one, The Wandering Eye, Travels with My Phone by Miguel Flores Viana. And that's got only one reserve. And he's an artist. He went around Europe with a phone camera and, you know, we tried on our holidays, but boy, was he good at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stunning book, and check it out.
Now, every week, we delve into this spooky world. Caller of the week.
Yeah.
So at Stories Time Sessions, we read stories and sing songs together, but sometimes we have impromptu concerts. And some of the little ones will take it in turns to come up the front and sing a song or do a dance or even just a twirl. And then
Do you call out for open mic?
Yes, sort of like open mic.
Just 7 minutes of new material.
Yes, that sort of thing. Yes. And and some of them just love it. And this little girl who was just not quite 2 years old last week, she marched up the front to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, but froze when she saw everyone and ran back to her family. So her mum rang the library later that afternoon and said that Chloe wanted to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Star on the phone.
Oh.
I know.
How beautiful is that?
So I said, okay, come on. Look, this is a reasonably – what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, was it any good?
Oh, my God.
How could you even ask that?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, you're going to
– with you, Jacinta.
What I was going to say too was that was her first experience of regret,
yes.
Wasn't it?
No,
and look
not
at you
really.
Finding this joy
is,
in this.
No, this is a reasonable rendition of it, you
okay,
know, like, and
it.
She can't speak, you know, mm-hmm. she. Avoid,
oh, yeah, you're going to do a rendition?
Yeah. Wingle, wingle, lingua, la, ila, una, linga, la.
Goosebumps. Absolute goosebumps.
Wow. Call of the week.
Beautiful.
That is so beautiful.
Oh, it's precious.
Monica, we've got a caller, not a caller of the week. We've got it. Oh, he's gone. We had someone who was going to talk to us about meeting Bono because there was the CFA met Bono this week.
Oh, yes, I heard that driving in.
Have you met anyone famous that you – I mean, you're famous yourself, so it's a bit hard, isn't it?
Every day she looks in the mirror.
It's a bit hard when you're as famous as Monica Dalla.
Nobody's ever said that to me before.
What – have you ever stumbled upon anyone that got you
Lily
excited?
Oh, yes, Lily Tomlinson.
Oh. What did you say?
Nothing. I just stared at her. She's beautiful. She was doing a show out here at the Arts Centre.
I should point out when Monica does the sessions at the library where you sing for the kids and read for them, the story time sessions, when you enter, it is very much like an Egyptian pharaoh entering to them thousands of adoring subjects. You know,
yes,
you're practically carried on the shoulders of 2-year-olds. So
yes, it is great.
Like, yeah, and she has the celebrity experience.
Actually, one of the boys were doing his year 12, you know, swap back in the library. He was at our library when he was 6.
Mm-hmm.
He was just on the edge of cusp of 6 doing story time, and there he was, you know, 13 years later. Wow.
How much do you love the little life cycle of the
library
goer?
I love that life cycle, exactly.
Monica Dallard, every time you come in, I feel like you've given us a spiritual hug. Thank you for your work out there in the world. Good luck to everyone who's swap vacking at the library.
Yes.
Definitely go to the library that Monica's at because she'll let you do anything.
Anything.
Loud music?
Sort of. Yeah.
You just give eyes when
yes,
that happens.
Yes, they've all got the trendy, you know.
Of course.
Earplugs.
Of course. Monica Dallard, we'll be back with us next week as per usual.